The Cops for Cancer Tour de Valley rolled through Delta last Thursday on day 7 of their 8-day ride supporting Camp Good Times and fundraising for cancer research. After a visit to Sunshine Hills Elementary in North Delta, riders made their way to South Delta for a stop at Delta Police Headquarters where they received a warm and enthusiastic welcome from officers and support staff. Chief Neil DeBoard and Acting INSPE James Sandberg, media spokesperson for DPD, both thanked and recognized the riders, which included DPD Constables Cody Fensky, Ryan Hoosman and Daryl Krumholz. DeBoard presented special gifts to honorary youth riders Karis and Ellen Stevens and Zach Bulger, and then volunteers served up a barbecue lunch for the riders. "What a great day to be able to host this event," said DeBoard. "I'm extremely proud to welcome all the riders 700 kilometers into this year's Tour de Valley, all of which you are showing here, a significant commitment. These are the little things we do that truly do make a difference." Cops for Cancer rides have been going on for 24 years and have raised more than $52 million for pediatric cancer research and to help kids attend Camp Good Times. Fensky, Hoosman and Krumholz were a part of 21 police, paramedics and corrections officers pedaling their road bikes, averaging 100 kilometers a day during the 8-day ride. "I'd say for me, the most memorable thing has been meeting the kids, hearing their stories and seeing the impacts that Camp Good Times has had on them," said Fensky. Hoosman and Krumholz both shared that when you speak with the kids and the parents that they have met during their stops along the ride, it really hits home. "It truly is an honor to be a part of this," said Krumholz. "When you see the impacts, it makes the ride that much more meaningful." All three said, if called upon, would participate in the ride again.